Christ's love reigns supreme. Welcome back, everybody. We're here joined with Steve, co-hosting the second hour of this Pledge Drive with Quest Catholic Radio. We're actually going to kick things off with a prayer. We're joined by Jordan, who's a seventh grader at Our Lady of Victory Catholic School. Jordan, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome, Jordan. We appreciate the time and the prayer leadership you're going to give us right now. So I'm going to turn it over to you as we silence our hearts and prepare ourselves to follow you in prayer.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Thank you so much, Jordan. Jordan, tell us a little bit about your favorite subject over there at Our Lady of Victory Catholic School.
My favorite subject is probably going to be literature, because I get to read during the first part of it, which I enjoy.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for leading us in prayer with beautiful prayer, obviously, the Hail Mary. And we're looking for all of your Hail Marys out there, listeners, as well as your donations. We're trying to support Quest Atlanta, Atlanta Catholic Radio. We're trying to do hour two. I'm joined here with Steve. We're going to kick off a phenomenal hour. We have new guests here, AJ and Sarah Alex from Christ the King. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, excited to be here.
Yeah, we're going to kick off this hour, folks, in a whole new goal, and we're going to get the AJ and Sarah's help here. I want to thank a couple of people before we jump into the next goal here. So I'll get you guys all warmed up, all right, to warm up your engines. I'd like to thank Evita for calling in, Edward and Adrienne calling in from Woodstock. We're giving online. We have Jacob and Kevin Butts. Okay, so we got a father and son calling in from Conyers and Woodstock, and they were... Again, prayers, love, and hugs for Jacob. So thank you to Kevin, Karen, and Jacob for being on with us last hour. Jack called in from Alpharetta, or actually gave online from Alpharetta. And Larry and Lynn also gave a gift. Marcy Myers and Dorota gave a gift, both from one from Canton and the other from Johns Creek. And so last hour, folks, so with your help, we did get to $1,255. That's doubled. So just over almost $2,500, just over $2,500 raised last hour with that match. So we thank you for that. And for calling that number, 470-508-1164, 470-508-1160, or giving online at thequestatlanta.com. And so we're going to keep momentum going this hour, and maybe we'll have a match coming up this hour too. We'll keep you posted. But in the meantime, go ahead and give us a call, 470-508-1160. And something we announced earlier this morning is that the Quest Atlanta is debt-free, folks. It's debt-free after 3 years of being on the air. And so we are so excited for all these dollars. Exactly. We can clap on that. For your great work, and that all dollars are now going directly to the mission of the Quest, and no longer to a mortgage. That's a nice thing. We can have a mortgage burning later somewhere. But help us with this work, 470-508-1160, or by giving online, thequestatlanta.com.
Yeah. AJ, Sarah, we really appreciate you joining us from Christ the King, right?
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful church, the Cathedral of Christ the King. So tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started.
Would you like to go first, Sarah?
Oh, well, I guess so. hi, everyone. Yes, as he said, my name is Sarah Alex. I am native to Georgia. Grew up northeast of here in a little town called Blairsville. If you've heard of Blue Ridge, Georgia, we're the town right next door. If that helps, I went to UGA. My husband did not. He went to Georgia Tech, but we somehow found each other and have been making it work for about 2 years now. So, yeah.
Well, Christ's love unifies all. So
it definitely does.
Yeah, even for Bulldogs, right? So, which are having a way better season than Georgia Tech, as we probably
number
know.
Number one.
And for me, yeah, I grew up in Georgia on a small farm in northeast Georgia near on the other side of Athens, and I was cradle Catholic. Made my way to the big city to graduate from Georgia Tech about I guess around 8 or so years from now or ago, in engineering, and reverted to my Catholic faith at the end of college and plugged into the young adult community at the cathedral. And that really helped me kind of guide me back, I think, to the church in a lot of ways. And Sarah has a cool, interesting story of actually going through RCIA and getting baptized at the cathedral just a few years ago. Yes. So a place that's near and dear to our heart, in addition to Atlanta.
Well, it's, you know, for the, I'm actually a native of Atlanta, so we got three Georgia born right here in the room. I don't know, Steve, if you qualify.
I'm Minnesota.
Okay.
Minnesota.
<All right.
laughs> Off the grid.
Well, for those that don't know, you know, they call that intersection, you guys know the name, they call that Jesus Junction because of all the churches that are there, where the Christ the King is. You know, the cathedral is such an iconic, beautiful cathedral. For those that haven't visited, definitely worth a visit. So tell us, don't keep us waiting, about what is this, interesting RCIA story that AJ was alluding to.
Well, I don't know how interesting it is, maybe to everyone else. It was really interesting to me, but I grew up Christian, but definitely fell into the non-denominational sector. And I think that for a very long time after college, I was really kind of craving community and a place to call home and wasn't really sure exactly where that would be. I met AJ at a wedding, and I guess love was in the air because we did go out on a date the following week. and he just introduced me to people that he spent time with on a regular basis. And that was what was inspiring to me, was just to see people living their lives every day, loving Christ, and you know, having a home and church where they went every week. You know, that was actually something that was foreign to me, was actually going every week. And yeah, I think the Holy Spirit was guiding me to at least start RCIA. I started the summer program in 2018, and yeah, never looked back since. It's definitely the best choice I could have made.
Now, you know, AJ and I, you know, I'm sure we're biased because, you know, there's so much richness in the Catholic faith, but you know, going back to you, Sarah, you know, as you look back, you know, what are some of the things that really kind of drew you to the faith, even now? I mean, maybe that's there's some additional things that have been added in terms of, just growing in your journey of faith, coming closer to Christ. What are some of the things and attributes of the Catholic faith that have actually felt more, you know, of a follower of Christ?
Oh, that's such a great question, and you're absolutely right. I think I'm constantly finding new ways to grow in my faith or to be inspired or to even be challenged sometimes. I think that initially what really caught my attention with the Catholic faith was just the community and the way people that I knew around me that were my age, that were living it out, seeking the Lord every day, but also knowing that we're still imperfect people. And that was what made me feel so confident that I could do this, if that made sense, or like I could be a Catholic or I could be a better Christian. And I think that has continued in the last 3 years as I have become a wife, become a mother, and still just a person that I can always kind of fall back on my faith, that there are roots that I have planted that are always going to be there, that no matter where I stray or where I go, I can always kind of come back to this foundation that really just gives me a sense of strength and peace of mind when I, you know, face life's challenges.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. What about you, AJ?
Yeah, for me, I think I grew up very, very hungry to prove my value, growing up from humble beginnings in a farm in Northeast Georgia. Became very competitive in school and sports, and you know, found myself in the big city of Atlanta from a small farm. I was actually really scared at first. I thought Atlanta would eat me, but I've grown to love it and have really built a community here. And for me, I think at the end of my college career, I was looking at what's next, and some things that I'd built my foundation on really started to crumble. Whether that was like a plan for what I was going to do after college, or a long distance relationship, or other things that had kind of built my value around and improving my worth, whether that was a resume or things that I had accomplished and kind of moving into this next phase of life, and had some really close friends that helped guide me back to the church. And what was so interesting is I lived at on campus at a fraternity house, and the Catholic Center at Georgia Tech was literally, I could see it from fraternity house and had not really ventured out that far. It was so close. And as I started to dive into that community, realized that, you know, putting my value in things of this world, I rode an emotional kind of roller coaster. When things were going well, I was doing well. When they weren't, I wasn't doing well, and kind of was able to reground myself. And some things that I had learned from my family being a cradle Catholic, but I had inherited my faith, as I like to say, as opposed to really embrace my faith. And I think as I moved into that next journey of my adult life, I was able to kind of embrace that and start to ask questions and have a, you know, apply the curiosity I had for education and engineering and solving problems to, you know, bigger questions about, you know, what is my purpose? You know, why am I here? Why do I work? And I think finding truth and solid foundation in the church really helped guide me to say, I have a rock solid foundation that really, I think, has led to me kind of having a different view on life, as well as kind of rekindling a love for the faith in the Catholic Church, and, you know, going from inheriting to embracing my faith.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. I appreciate both the stories that you guys shared. You know, in the first hour, we had Jacob the seminarian join us, and we're falling in line with this theme of saints, heroes for all time. You know, and Sarah, you talked about, you know, the imperfections that, you know, that oftentimes we feel, you know, when you, before you joined the Catholic, you know, faith. Of course, you know, AJ, just like as you mentioned, you know, we all recognize that in our journey, we're all imperfect. Right. So in the saints, you know, obviously there's plenty of stories that we know where they're, the saints themselves were very much imperfect. What are some of the saints in your own lives and your own journey that, you know, maybe as you've selected a saint during your RCIA process, Sarah or AJ, maybe, you know, growing up younger, what are some of the saints that have really been inspirational to help you lead you closer to Christ?
Yeah, I was actually talking about this yesterday with a few friends of a venture that I'm working on, and we were talking to a person that we may bring on board. We were actually asking, you know, what our favorite saints were, and so I guess a chance to practice my answer to today's question. my full name is Robert Roland Joseph Alex Jr., so I've got two middle names, and I'm a junior, and Joseph is the confirmation saint that I chose, and it was Joseph of Cupertino. And mainly at that time, I was thinking of becoming a fighter pilot or astronaut. And he was the patron saint of that, and apparently could levitate, which I thought was pretty cool as a high school kid. And I was reminded yesterday that he's also the patron saint of test takers and students, which I guess come to realize has been really helpful for me being not only a two-time graduate of Georgia Tech. So maybe he's been there looking out for me along the way. So from that perspective, you know, my confirmation saint and thinking of, you know, in some ways, kind of joking aside, you know, the journey of a student, the journey of a learner, you know, a passion of mine. And one of my strengths on StrengthsFinders is actually learning. And so from that perspective, knowing that the saints can connect, I can connect to a saint from where I'm at or where I'm going is really awesome. So from a from that perspective, in the school and education side, Joseph of Cupertino is an interesting saint for me. And then another one that I've been reading recently is Reverend Fulton Sheen,
mm-hmm.
Or Venerable, I guess, is in the process for canonization. Of how simple, for me, a lot of times, taking time to really ask myself those questions or pursue truth, Fulton Sheen had a really great way of, I think, communicating things very simply and easily. And so I've been reading through like a daily, not necessarily a devotional, but book of that Fulton Sheen has, like, quotes that I can kind of put in my toolbox. And I've found, at times I tend to kind of refer the quotes like that. And someone that can communicate so easily of the faith has been really awesome for me, of being able to go back to, whether that's Fulton Sheen or other quotes.
Yeah, his reflections are phenomenal, and I think they're really inspiring. What about you, Sarah?
Yes, so that was one thing. When I first joined the church, I was just absolutely astounded at how many saints there are, which almost was a little overwhelming because people would bring up different saints a lot, and I would not recognize any of their names, but I am slowly but surely beginning to recognize a lot of the stories out there. And my patron saint is actually St. Clare of Assisi. I was very moved by just her story, taking a vow of poverty, not just financially, but almost in a way of just emotionally in her relationship with Christ, and that could take many forms. So that was one of the reasons why she just kind of impacted me. And then also St. Therese of Lisieux, doing little things with great love. I think I really relate to her because some of us are living life very simply. A lot of us are living life very simply. And, you know, that can sometimes seem like we're not doing much, but right. That's not true. You know, we can do amazing things by simply being a wife, or not even simply, by being a wife, being a mother, being a husband, being a teacher, whatever it is that God has called you to do.
Well, it's exciting to see, you know, the vitality of a young couple in front of us. You know, Steve, I know that, you know, we're both a little bit, we got, you know, grayer hairs on the
we're
scalp.
Old. We're old. You can say it.
and he went there, and I tried to avoid it, but he went there. No, but that's true. I mean, but to see the energy, and it's beautiful, and obviously the sacrament, and you know the journey that you guys are beginning together, and the commitment, it's exciting. You know, the road is sometimes bumpy, right? And then you need the devotion. You need to be able to have a source of earthly, you know, friends, but as well as heavenly friends. And this is where the lives of the saints come in. And then, you know, you also have instruments like Catholic radio, you know, and that's what we're here today for. We're here promoting Catholic radio. And to the listeners out there, you know, one of the instruments, you know, we have a young couple in front of us, you know, Sarah and AJ, parishioners at Christ the King. Shout out to Christ the King. But we have the instruments of the Catholic radio content, right? The programming, you know, the guest shows, the prayers, all of these things that help to add an instrument of weapons in our faith journey. So please, please, please take a time, dial the number 470-508-1160. Our studio engineer actually said to us that the corporate sponsor is actually going to only do a corporate sponsorship again for the second hour as well. So that's great. So if you're listening to this and you didn't have a chance to donate in the last hour, please tune in and share this time with your friends, your family. Get them to call in, make a donation. It'll take literally 5 minutes. Ask for a prayer request from our phenomenal volunteers that are working back there. We need your prayers. We need your support. And we need you to call in right now, 470-508-1160.
If you're just joining us, my name is Steve Splonskowski, in studio with Tony Uceda Velez, and we are visiting with AJ and Sarah Alex this hour. Folks, I would like to thank Allie for calling in or giving online. She says for AJ and Sarah. So Allie must be a friend from Atlanta. Also, thanks, Kevin, also giving from Smyrna. So Kevin, thank you for checking in. Folks, so it's kicking off this hour. And again, those dollars are doubled by our corporate sponsor this hour. We do have a goal of $3,000 again this hour. So give us a shout, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com. I do have a couple ideas for you. If you're thinking, well, you know, I'd like to give, but I just don't know how much I should give. Well, here's an idea. Monthly donors are a great help to the Equest, because obviously we have monthly bills, and so your monthly gift is a kind of a way. We were talking earlier about giving first fruits, and one way to give first fruits is to pledge the next 12 months and say, I'm going to give this amount for the next 12 months because I'm going to trust absolutely that the Lord is going to provide. And that's also a way that instead of giving $25 to the Quest, you could give $300 to the Quest, or $30, you know, you could give $30 a month, and that gives $360 a year to the Quest, or $100 a month is $1,200 a year to the Quest. So I'm just encouraging you to think about giving a monthly gift. And if you give us a monthly gift, you'll get that Quest mug. It's a nice nice red and black Quest mug for your coffee in the morning. Also, your name
will be put. It's a beautiful mug.
It is. It's worth it, right?
It is, absolutely.
Absolutely. And you know, and you also get your name put into the drawing for that artwork if you walk into the studio here or the office. The presentation of the Lamb done by Sally Kaysen. There's artwork that's going to be available to you, and it will be put into a drawing for that. So consider, if you would, a monthly gift to the Quest, either at $100 a month, $30 a month, or $25 a month, or whatever amount you can afford. Consider that gift to the Quest. It would be a greatly appreciated, and there is going to be not only appreciated by us, but by souls that are brought to Christ, into an encounter with Christ, who you will also meet outside of this world, right? You'll meet them here, but you'll also meet them later. And it's going to be a pretty cool you know, it's coming together, just a reunion. I'm looking forward to the Catholic Radio reunion in heaven. I can tell you that much right now. There's a lot of great souls, a lot of great work being done by you when you call that number, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com.
Yeah, and you know, another thing I want to make mention of is the mobile app. So if you're on the go, maybe you're working out, you're in the gym, you're going for a run, you know, you're going for a hike, take the mobile app with you, right? You know, there's dynamic content every hour. You know, there's intermittent prayers, there's rosaries, there's chaplets. These are, again, our instruments and weapons to carry us forward. And again, you know, it's all of this wouldn't be possible. I mean, we talked about in the last hour, Steve, that this radio station is debt free, right? Mortgage free.
Yep.
And it's really because of donations from all of you out there, especially those monthly donors that you make that monthly commitment to support Catholic faith, Catholic radio event. You know, there's a lot of things out there on the airwaves. You know, a lot of it may not be taking, as Steve mentioned last hour, may not be taking you closer to Christ. But there is one thing for sure, that the Catholic radio will have hours and content and inspiring stories to help you reflect and allow you to empty yourself so that Jesus can fill your heart and take a deeper meaning in your life going forward. And speaking of taking a deeper meaning, we're joined here with AJ and Sarah. They would also appreciate your donations, right? And I know that family and friends of AJ and Sarah are listening right now. So we really encourage them to get on the phones, maybe tell their neighbors or friends or colleagues to dial 470-508-1160.
470-508-1160, or you can give online at thequestatlanta.com. We are going to step away at the bottom of the hour for a little bit of a break to give you the opportunity to call, because we know you don't want to miss any of the conversation we're having here with AJ and Sarah. So we're going to step away. We're just going to play some music and some local testimonials, and you can call that number, get your pledge done, and then we'll come back in about 3 minutes and have a little more conversation. But remember, every dollar this hour is again doubled by that corporate sponsor who
Absolutely.
Did double our dollars last hour. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity. Consider again that gift of a $30 a month gift, $25 a month, or $100 a month gift, or whatever gift the Lord is asking you to do right now. Say a prayer, call that number, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com. We will be right back.
AM 1160 The Quest is listening to you too, one listener shared.
Every time I get in my car, I turn on The Quest, and it seems to always address whatever is on my heart that day. God is really speaking to me through this station. Thank you so much for bringing a message of truth and hope into my life and to so many others across Atlanta.
If you're enjoying the station, please consider supporting us with a donation. Go online to thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
RU486 is the name of the medication combination used to complete medical abortions. The first medication, Mifeprex, blocks the action of progesterone, a hormone needed to continue the pregnancy. This medication starves the baby, causing the death of the baby. The second medication is misoprostol and is taken between 12 and 48 hours later. It causes the woman to have severe cramping and bleeding and results in the expulsion of the baby at home. Did you know that between taking the first pill and the second pill, the mother can change her mind and save her baby? Visit abortionpillreversal.com to learn more. There's potential to save the baby even 72 hours after the first pill. Spread the word and help save a baby today. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Hello, I'm Father Michael from St. Bridget Catholic Church in Johns Creek, and this is one of my most favorite prayers. Let us pray. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and every way to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For although you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving to you is itself your gift to us. Since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hey, everybody. This is The Quest Atlanta. Thank you for giving us a shout out at 470-508-1160 and helping us continue this mission, this work of The Quest. Again, this half hour, the remainder of this hour, all dollars are doubled. And I'm going to throw something else out there, folks. If you call in this half hour at that number, 470-508-1160, you are going to get your choice of a gift certificate. And here are the possible gift certificates that you could receive. So we've got a young couple in the studio, AJ and Sarah Alex. And of course, every young couple needs to go on a date once in a while, don't they?
Absolutely.
Right. So we're going to help you with that. We're going to give you a gift certificate here. You can go to Chick-fil-A. Of course, that's kind of a cheap date, right?
Yeah. Right.
So, but you could, you know.
Still a great one, though.
Yeah, it's a little lunch date. Sometimes with young kids, you got to do quick. You got to do fast food, right?
Yes.
So you can get a Chick-fil-A gift certificate, something to Alessio's, the Pie Hole, Slopes Barbecue, the Thai House, Crabapple Tavern.
You had me at barbecue.
Had you at barbecue.
Yeah.
So there's a number of businesses here that have offered us a gift certificate. So if you call on that number in the next half hour, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com, not only are you going to help this mission, not only are your dollars going to be doubled, but you are also going to receive a gift certificate to one of these wonderful businesses that are offering gift certificates to help with The Quest. So 470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com.
It's almost impossible not to give with all those perks. I mean, how do you do it? How do you resist? I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I got to go. I got to go pledge right now. Right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
But I'm doing
You're
radio.
Making me hungry, too.
Well, I hear the phones, fortunately. And, you know, we had a lot of, you know, again, this is the theme of saints, heroes for all time. We're going to ask, you know, St. John Bosco, St. Teresa Lisieux. We're going to ask, you know, all the saints that have referenced, you know, during the past hour, and St. Joseph as well, to please pray for us so that we can hit the goal for this remaining half hour that we have, sharing here time with AJ and Sarah Alex. We appreciate your time. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us.
So, you know, you guys are a young couple, and we talked a little bit off air about, you guys are new parents right now. Catholic faith formation in this day and age with children, you know, obviously challenging, right? I mean, how, you know, there might be several other young couples out there listening that are newlyweds. Maybe they're Catholics. Maybe they're not Catholic. Maybe they're non-denominational like you used to be, Sarah. But what are some of, you know, key things that the Catholic Church has really allowed you both as husband and wife, mother, father, to be able to really say, you know, my faith comes alive in my vocation?
That's so awesome, and I will admit I'm still thinking about Chick-fil-A after the previous one.
I don't blame you.
But I think it's been incredible. I distinctly remember, Sarah gave birth to our son, Roland, and just how I instantly, lit up with tears in that moment, because it was just, so beautiful, despite it being an experience that someone could say is shocking. I had never seen before, did not know fully what to expect. And for me being able to say, wow, we brought in to this world another life. And then to see our son Roland, who just turned 8 months old, the way he's developed so much, is just so incredible to see God in someone else.
Such a gift.
And then see how well my wife and Sarah loves our son, and how amazing she's, you know, grown into the role of being a mother, and inspires me to be a better father and better husband. So I've been just amazed by that, and just how much time has flown by in these past 8 months. I've been very fortunate to work from home, but to be able to spend time. One of the things that Sarah and I have started to do recently to kind of ground ourselves more in our vocation and faith is to start to pray a decade of the rosary every night with Roland as we get him ready for bed, and then we listen to Baby Mozart on Spotify.
They still have Baby Mozart? I can't believe that. Wow. I can't. They have, well, okay. So all four of my kids were Baby Einstein, followers, but Baby Mozart is definitely, I didn't know that was still around. That's great. But what's greater is the, you know, the steps that you're taking, you know, as a father, as a husband right now, right, to recognize and reflect. Oftentimes, you know, young couples might have children, and they might be caught up in the tangibles of what do we got to do for, you know, saving for diapers, or, you know, what about, what do we do for, do I go back to work? Asking these practical questions, but you're asking the everlasting question of, you understand this is a vocation. you both understand that this is a mission and that you've been gifted a gift, right? God is the author of all life, yes. Right? And it's beautiful to hear that. So kudos to you as a father and as a husband, and our prayers, all of our listeners out there, please pray for AJ as a father and husband, as well as Sarah as a mother. And, you know, Sarah, you know, we want to hear you also as well. You know, what are some of the things that, you know, we heard a little bit of AJ's testimony a little bit. What about you?
Yes. Yeah, so I feel like I'll say something similar to AJ, but it is so hard not to see the love and power of God when you look at a tiny human, or just seeing them grow as you're going throughout your pregnancy. And there are those moments that are challenging and hard, when you're sleep deprived or, you know, stressed about work, that can distract you from what's right in front of you. But if you do pause to take a moment, we are here for a reason. We are here to be Roland's parents. We are meant to be his parents. And I think that's a gift from God. And it also changes my perspective a lot when I feel overwhelmed by certain things or just life in general. I kind of take a moment and step back and look at him, and I know where I'm supposed to be.
Absolutely. That's one of the beautiful things about getting married in a Catholic church. I know it's in fashion nowadays to get married in a beautiful beach, right? Maybe overlooking a cliff. But, you know, you go up there, and when I got married many years ago, you know, the priest says, and you promise to raise the children in the faith, right? Yeah. And it kind of shows, it really kind of grounds the vocation. Like, you guys are on a mission, right? You're creating, you know, possible saints. Again, following in line with saints, heroes of all time, your children could become saints, yeah. Right? And it's not far-fetched. As long as there's obedience and there's an emptiness, emptying of ourselves, of our earthly things, we can have a way where we can receive the Holy Spirit, you know, right, to act in us. So speaking of the Holy Spirit, you know, as, you know, parishioners of Christ the King, tell us a little bit about, you know, how the parish at Christ the King has actually inspired, you know, ongoing faith formation, community service, etc.
Yeah, really good question. So I think the community that I plugged into right outside of right after college, the young, what we call the 20s and 30s group, mm-hmm. at the cathedral gave us, you know, this community, as Sarah talked about previously, of just not only doing life with that community at church, but also outside of church, and kind of growing a professional network that was also based and connected back to the church. And so for that, it was kind of, for us to plug into, the cathedral has a lot of families, but to be able to, kind of grow in my faith alongside people that were my age, that were recent college grads, that were probably going through a lot of the similar things, and, you know, getting engaged, getting married, having, you know, the family, and seeing that vocation, and then having, I would say these discussions around things that we wouldn't typically talk about at work. Whether that was theology of the body, which changed my view on sexuality and relationships, and how I view Sarah as both a spouse and a person, and then the sacraments, and kind of gaining a greater appreciation for those, and actually learning a lot more just about adoration and mm-hmm. the fact that the cathedral had this small but beautiful chapel for adoration, which I noticed that the studio here now has, and we were able to step into and pray before, you know, jumping into the studio here for this hour. And I think just the availability of a community of resources, of the sacraments, it was just so beautiful that I think helped me journey kind of deeper into my faith, and then invite Sarah into that community and faith journey when I met her, at that wedding many moons ago.
Now, Sarah, I mean, you coming in, you know, as a former non-denominational, coming into, you know, the Catholic faith, and specifically now at Christ the King Parish, you know, how welcoming was it? You know, maybe there's others that are contemplating, you know, switching over to the Catholic faith, taking that journey and exploring more. What are some things that you witnessed as you took that journey in conversion?
Yeah, so it can be intimidating, right? To be kind of chasing after your faith or discovering your faith, and maybe not knowing where to start. For me, what was just huge on my faith journey was just knowing even just one or two people that I could show up to an event or show up to Mass with, and just give me that confidence to maybe not be so nervous. Right. And in the beginning, when I started going to a lot of the events that the CTK 20s and 30s club had, that was where it all started for me. There was discipleship nights, there were socials, chances for me to, you know, meet other young adults in the Catholic faith. And that was before we even got married. And then after, we were meeting other couples, and that was kind of the next stage of, I think, our faith journey. So yeah, it's been really great to do that. Even if you just know one person, if one person extends an invite to go to Mass or to go to something, maybe this is, you know, a call for you to invite a friend that you know that might be on the fence, maybe has left the faith or is looking for an opportunity to dive deeper. That was huge for me. So I would encourage anyone to just to offer that up to someone they know if they get the chance.
Absolutely. I got to do a shout out to Kathy Wolf out there. I don't know if you guys know Kathy Wolf, and she's over there at Christ the King. Shout out. She actually used to be the team leader for us at Immaculate Heart of Mary here in Atlanta. But, you know, a lot of the things that you guys shared is, you know, going back to, you know, for example, AJ, you mentioned adoration, right? A major weapon, especially highly recommended for really individuals, couples, you know, taking that time to have a private moment with the Blessed Sacrament, right? Being in front of Jesus. There's other weapons that, you know, the Quest FM right now offers. I'm looking at, you know, just a roster of phenomenal programming, you know, More to Life, Catholic Connection Live with Teresa Tomeo, Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo, you know, the Holy Rosary with Mother Angelica. So, I mean, it's, you know, we are a community of faith, right? We're a community of faith of Catholics. We're a community of faith with fellow Christians. Catholic radio here at The Quest, they have phenomenal content that will help you jumpstart your morning. Every day is an opportunity to live in God's word or to fall to sin, right? So we have an opportunity to make a decision. And so there's a lot of great content here at Quest FM, AM Catholic radio, but we need your ongoing support. We need your prayers. We need your ongoing support. 470-508-1160. We have a corporate donor that will double your money right now. So, you know, however small the donation, it will be doubled. And so if you can please spread the word, we only have about a quarter of an hour left in this hour of programming. And we really want to represent. I know that AJ and Sarah's family want them well represented with donations. So please shout out to them and their friends and family. Please call in now. Make a donation. Again, 470-508-1160.
You can also give online at thequestatlanta.com. We'd like to thank a few folks here. Lori checked in from Atlanta, and she says from Kyle and Stephanie. So they must be friends.
Yeah, they are. Thanks, Kyle and Stephanie.
All right.
Y'all are the best.
And Diane and Robert checked in, says from Mom from Elberton.
Yeah, and my dad. So we'll give both of them credit.
All right. And then, of course, AJ and Sarah checked in here with a very nice gift. So thank you, AJ and Sarah, for that nice gift. Absolutely. Also, online, Catherine gave a nice gift from Marietta and Lauren Lauren from Atlanta. So thank you for your gift,
thank
folks.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And this hour, that brings us right now to this hour. And now $1,990, folks.
So that's phenomenal.
That's amazing.
Praise Jesus.
We've moved along a long way, but we still got some more dollars to match. And we still have some more gift certificates to give. Again, anybody who calls in this next 15 minutes, you're going to get to go to Chick-fil-A, Alessio's, J. Christopher's, The Pie Hole, Slopes Barbecue, Thai House, Reveal in Marietta, or Cran Apple Tavern, or Instead of Flowers, a gourmet dinner delivered to your door.
Is it dinner already? I mean, I'm starving right now.
I know. So give us a call, folks. 470-508-1160. You're out of reasons not to support The Quest. We're giving you food. We're giving you the opportunity to save souls, and we're getting double your money. Right.
Absolutely. Can't be anything better. And Sarah and AJ, we really appreciate it. Let me ask you a couple of questions here. Now, you know, the journey in faith and the journey as a parent, you know, right now you guys are living a beautiful time period. I mean, I know Steve and I, you know, both, you know, with our respective families, you know, and we have, you know, children, and, you know, it's all cute and warm and fuzzy right in the beginning when they can't talk back. Right. And, but later on when they're borrowing the car at 16, you know, it might be a different story. So, you know, you guys may have already experienced, you know, some level of, you know, some level of turbulence in faith, or maybe in just, overall family life or faith journey. What are some of the things that carry you forward? What are some of the weapons in your faith that have carried you forward to kind of steer straight ahead, right? You know, Jesus, I trust in you, right? You know, be able to, you know what the goal is, see the vision. What are some of those weapons that have really touched your hearts to really keep the journey and keep the vision and keep the focus?
Yeah, I think for me, and I'd give a shout out to my dad we created this random habit like a few years ago that's kind of stuck, and it really we used to do it every morning. Now with the pandemic, it kind of varies on what time of day, but we'll get together and pray or have a phone call, and usually end it with a Hail Mary and an Our Father and a Glory Be. But it's a cool way to connect with my father. I think it's an awesome habit or muscle that we've built. I've struggled to do it with anyone else in my family yet, but eventually I think I could layer it on. Before I know it, I'll probably pray a whole rosary with the family. But for me, it's this kind of grounded, routine that brings me back to, conversation with family, conversation with God through prayer. So that's been a really cool, for me, a weapon, so to speak, of focusing my day on the things that matter, and always going back to, my family and my dad, who's my best friend, and being a son with four sisters, and I'm the only boy. Me and my dad have a special bond, and so I think in some cases it's kind of a guy time when we're catching up and praying. And there's been a time or two that we've known to be in the middle of prayer and start talking about something else, and so we come back to it. But that's been a really cool thing for me of family plus prayer that I'm really grateful for.
Yeah, I definitely second that. When we were actually dating, AJ and I he asked if I would be okay with us praying at the end of our day, be separate places, we go home. And at first it seemed a little uncomfortable, but then before I knew it, it just felt like second nature. And if we didn't pray at the end of our day, something did feel wrong. And I'll admit that here and there, sometimes we forget, we get really tired at the end of the day and our heads hit that pillow and that's about it. But on the nights that we do actually remember to stop and pray before we go to sleep, it helps us to reflect on our day, to think about ways that maybe we were struggling, how we want to do better, and to ask God for help.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just like, you see like a car being out of alignment, right? Sometimes our lives become out of alignment when we don't have that constant routine of prayer, morning prayer, evening prayer, prayer during meals, being able to spend time, make time. It sounds like, you're both obviously having very busy lives and a lot of friends, but to be able to go to, for example, adoration or, find time, a quiet time for a rosary, really, makes a huge difference, especially given today's society. A lot of distractions out there. How do you guys manage the distractions, that you have right now? Is it, do you guys make a concerted effort, as a couple, or do you guys, have other types of strategies that allow you guys to focus?
I think Sarah's laughing because I have like ADD across the board on everything I do. So
we would be lying to everyone if we said we do not get distracted, because we do. And I think that's the first step, is recognizing when you have a problem, right?
Absolutely, yes.
But in some ways, I think it's kind of grounding back to what's important. I was really, the witness of each other mm-hmm. is really helpful. Like, so with being new parents, Sarah, like a week or two ago, was like, I could use a break from Roland, because she's always on. We're always like, there's no weekends when you're like as a parent, so to speak. And so Sarah had the wonderful opportunity to go to Nashville for a bachelorette and spend some time with
very restful.
With some friends, one who's getting ready to get married. And I was able to have, some bro time with my son and bring him home to my family for my sisters to see. But due to the travel, Sarah, I was really kind of encouraged by her. Wasn't able to make it to Mass in Nashville, but definitely as part of like a trip back, made an intentional effort to go to Mass later in the day or the evening on Sunday, despite feeling tired from a restful weekend. And so I was encouraged by that, of like going back to what's important despite right. being distracted. And so, I mean, we listened to the Bible in a year with Father Mike Schmidt mm-hmm. every day. And there's been times that we missed that. We try to catch up, but there's, I think, this thing of kind of creating a habit. And for us, it started with prayer and the Sunday Mass. So I've been encouraged, I guess, as witnesses to each other, of holding each other accountable, mm-hmm. almost like we're accountability partners or prayer partners.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's funny you mentioned Bible in a year with Father Mike Schmidt, because, you mentioned about, being distracted. And I think everyone, it doesn't really matter what age, we get pulled away, right? Yeah. And sometimes we get pulled away too much, right? And then we find ourselves in exile. He was, I'm way far behind. I'm trying to play like, four times a day now to play catch up. But that's my online confessional right now. But in any case, he talked about, the tribes of, Israel. And, you know, there was a time where there was a lot of those tribes being completely lost. They lost their way, mm-hmm. right? They lost their covenant. And it really kind of speaks to you in terms of like, am I lost? Am I lost right now? And the feeling where you feel something tugging on you, right? You know, you as a young father and you as a young mother, and as you take on your journey as, you know, father and mother and husband and wife, you know, there'll be times, undoubtedly, right? There'll be times when you feel something else tugging on you and it may not be Christ. Yeah. So to be able to make the time and to surround yourself with the right weapons, the right yeah. individuals to pray for you, you know, the right Catholic radio, right, Steve? Yeah.
That's right. And that's what we're in our pledge drive right now, folks, sharing stories of faith. And so we so appreciate it with AJ and Sarah being here with us. And they can probably hear the baby crying in the background. he's being bounced around in the background so that he can they can be a
he's
part
actually,
of this.
He's actually asking for more callers. I think that's what he's
yeah. that, is that translation there, Mom?
Absolutely. I did hear that as he walked by just a moment ago.
What number is he saying?
He's saying 470-508-1160.
See, only mothers know that.
Exactly. Yeah. I was about to say the same thing.
Yeah, 470-508-1160 is the number to call, folks, or you can give online at thequestatlanta.com. I'd like to thank Catherine from Stone Mountain for giving online. Also, Amy gave online from Atlanta. And Elizabeth from Dacula gave a gift. And Tanya says for AJ and Sarah, she's from Alberton. So is it Tonya or Tanya?
Tanya.
All right. So thank you for your gifts, folks. You can join in at 470-508-1160 or give online at thequestatlanta.com. And again, encouraging you to consider maybe a monthly gift of $25 a month, $30 a month, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever the Lord is willing to provide for you. Right? Whatever the Lord is willing to provide for you. So take a step out in faith and say, Lord, what are you willing to provide? And then he'll make good on your pledge. Yeah. He will make good on your pledge. Step out in faith. Speak for the Lord in your life by giving us a monthly pledge at 470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com. Again, every dollar is doubled right now, and you still have the opportunity to get that gift certificate so you can go on a date with your loved one. We can't provide babysitting, but we'll provide a gift certificate to you. So
that's the next best thing.
That's right. Yeah. 470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com.
Now, AJ Sarah, you know, we really appreciate your time here. You know, you guys, I'm sure you talked a little bit about, you know, it sounds like you're, what line of work are you in, AJ?
A little bit of everything. I think we like to say ADD entrepreneurship, but I have a few different ventures. That I've been a part of, namely helping launch the Quest years ago.
Oh, really?
So it's cool to see it come full circle. I mean, being an entrepreneur, seeing that we're already debt free is just so amazing and kind of testament to how Carol and team have used the money to really kind of stabilize what is, I think, a really good, not only business, but also I think light in Atlanta.
Right.
And so line of work, love to solve problems and build new things, everything from a beverage startup to a brewery that's opening up in Orlando to, you name it, some other things. So I've been really blessed to be able to meet some cool people that wanted to create businesses, and they have invited me to hop on board, and including the Quest many years ago when I was working part-time for the church. And I think now looking back on it, I think it is a really cool kind of connection that all the colors are UGA themed. So Sarah's probably a really big fan about that.
I did not make that connection until this moment, but I will not forget. So,
well, that's interesting. You know, so as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure that, you know, Atlanta is a big entrepreneur city. You know, there's a lot of technology initiatives that are starting up and business initiatives. How has Christ reigned in your heart, in your life, in order to hold your business ideas steadfast? Or, you know, are they separate, or do they go hand in hand? I always said that, you know, for example, Christ is my PM. I run a cybersecurity firm here in Atlanta, and he's been my best project manager. But, you know, going back to you, you know, how has, you know, being a young entrepreneur with your hand in multiple different projects, how has your faith and your faith formation and your Catholic faith done to, you know, help to maintain a vision?
That's an awesome question. I think, you know, earlier on in my career, even college, we were separated. And I think I've, you know, kind of have a more integrated life now, where I think that's a really good quote. I might have to use that Christ is my PM and my boss. And so, like, I like this thing, like, you know, pilot, right, for me. And so I think through a lot of the conversations that I have and work that I'm doing, I tend to go back to Sarah and ask her for guidance, and we also pray through it. So I think it's just kind of an opportunity to really be in the world, but not of the world, and to have God kind of work through his creation. And so that's a big reason why I think entrepreneurship is so exciting, of like, how can I solve a problem? How can I make the world a better place? To be grateful for the creation and gift that God's given me of both my life and the blessings I've been given. And so bringing back into, well, how can I use each and every day to, you know, solve problems, make the world a better place, and bring be a light for Christ, you know, in a world that is increasingly not, you know, as open about Christ as they were before. Right. So for me, kind of bringing it into an integrated life, and Sarah's been an incredible, I think, PM and partner to me there as well.
I was about to say, it's great to hear, you know, husband, to be able to do a shout out with his, you know, wife right in front of him, you know, and
I'm blushing over here.
Yeah, I know. You're matching the red of the Quest AM banner we have over here. No, but I was about to say, you know, obviously I'm sure you're thrilled, and you guys seem to have this dynamic energy together and confronting, you know, family life, you know, rearing children together and faith formation. But, you know, what are some of the things that, what are some of the things that you have to, oh, Steve, back to you. I'm sorry.
Sorry. We got about a minute to the top of the hour. So I do have jump in.
That's okay.
Have to
do a
legal ID. So, all right. Well, AJ and Sarah, thank you so much for joining us this hour.
Thank
we
you
sure
so
appreciate
much for
it.
Having us. And thank you to everyone who tithed and just, yeah.
Absolutely. We thank you for all the donations that came in this hour.
And we'd like to thank Janice, who gave online from Alpharetta. Also, folks, so this hour we've raised about $2,200. We could really reach that $3,000 goal if you call over the top of the hour here, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com. Tony's been an honor being here with you these
My
2 hours.
Pleasure, Steve.
Thank you so much for all you do.
Appreciate it.
Folks, 470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com. Your dollars are doubled. Don't miss it. You are listening to AM 1160 WCFO East Point, Atlanta, The Quest.